Immigration was at the top of the list for a delegation from the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation during a lobbying trip to Washington, D.C. last week. Federation Director Jeff Lyon says farmers all over the country are tired of waiting for Congress to agree on comprehensive immigration reform. They're backing a bill drafted by California Senator Dianne Feinstein that would allow seasonal guest workers to come and fill jobs on dairy and vegetable farms. Lyon says an attempt to attach the bill to an Iraq War appropriations bill in May failed, but they haven't given up yet.
And we're just looking for any kind of vehicle that we might be able to attach it onto. The big issue will be there is you're still going to probably have to get, 60 votes to have the cloture vote in the Senate to, get anything moving, before they'd even be able to discuss it.
Lyon says the message his delegation heard in Washington was that the standoff in Congress over border security and amnesty for undocumented immigrants won't break until after the November election.
Regardless of who gets elected president, it was almost like that on January 20th or something, the skies were going to part and all this stuff was going to get done, and I'm not too sure about that. But our message was to make sure that they know that within agriculture, we do need a immigration reform to help get us workers.
Lyon says if Congress can't come up with a compromise on border security, he'd like to see immigration reform done piecemeal to solve the labor problems for farmers and deal with bigger issues next year. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.